This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now time for the Marketplace Inflation Calculator. As Marketplace celebrates its 25th birthday this year, we're looking at the weird, delightful, and destructive ways that prices have changed during that quarter century. For instance, I just noticed that the real price of electricity is essentially the same, adjusted for inflation. In fact, electricity costs the same as in 1960 when I was born, adjusting for inflation. Prescription drugs are a different story. But before our series gets to those, let's get a snapshot of what inflation is exactly. Greg Mankiw is chairman of the Econ Department at Harvard. And if his name sounds familiar, it might be because you might have used his book. Dr. Mankiw, thanks for joining us.
Nice to be with you.
You wrote the textbook. I mean, your intro-level book, Principles of Economics, has delighted and tormented a generation of students. Drawing from that, what are some of the key things we need to understand about inflation?
The key thing is, first of all, what causes it. And it's caused primarily by changes in the quantity of money that the central bank creates. We see hyperinflation when the central bank creates gobs of money. You see low inflation when the money supply grows slowly. And you also need to know how to do inflation adjustments. Now we're in a fairly low inflation era. Inflation's running at about 2%. But even at 2% per year inflation over a period of 35 years, the price level is going to double. So a dollar today versus a dollar when you retire are going to be very different things.
Often people tell me that inflation feels higher to them than the government says it is. In July, for instance, the consumer price index was essentially flat. But you talk to a person trying to manage a monthly household budget, and it may seem quite different. The issue is what prices are moving up and which prices are holding flat and which ones are going down.
It's often the prices that are going up that seem more salient to the typical budgeter. They may not notice the fact that all the iPhone and iPad and all the other sort of high-tech products have been falling very rapidly in prices over the past few years. But overall, the Consumer Price Index does is measures the basket bought by the typical consumer. But not all consumers are typical. Some may have different consumer baskets, and their basket may be going up more rapidly than others.
Now, before we go, I hate to bring this up, Professor, but we recently did a piece on the radio on inflation in textbook prices. I assume as an author that you're sitting pretty when that happens?
Well, the textbook prices have gone up more than most prices, but there's different ways for students to get access to their textbooks these days. They can rent them. They're electronic versions of books. But the traditional textbook that you probably remember when you were in college has gone up in prices quite a bit.
And we can blame you for the size of the book.
Actually, no, my book's not that long. It's a mere 800 pages.
All right. Greg Mankiw teaches economics at Harvard. You may remember him as the chairman of President George W. Bush's Council of Economic Advisors. Professor, thank you.
My pleasure.